Howdy, partner. I don't like that. You're not a cowboy. But if you are a cowboy, howdy, partner. Nah, you know I'm sticking by it. Howdy, partner. Thank you so much for picking this most rootinest, tootinest podcast. This is Andrew Bush, and I hope that you enjoy it. This is an episode that's very near and dear to my heart, and we talk about some very interesting stuff in this episode. We surely do. Thank you for listening.
Today's episode is brought to us by Redheads. I'm not a ginger, damn it!
A few Octobers ago, I went on a hayride. And there was nothing but children on there, but...
Was it a haunted hayride?
It was a haunted hayride. Fun thing about haunted hayrides, and I didn't know what the hell a haunted hayride was. I thought we were going to go...
Oh, I've been on a few.
Yeah. And characters come out of the woods and bang on it and try and grab you. And it was like, if you were like a crazy lunatic, like psycho, you could just be like, oh, this is where they put the haunted hayride.
Oh, shit!
And you could just run up and be like, oh, that'd be the easiest way to like
if
sneak off with someone's kid.
Ingenuitive psychopath. And you were sitting at home.
You were a smart psychopath.
Like, you could work a haunted hayride for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Like a murder a night.
Yeah.
Maybe two or three.
Oh, if it was a really bad addiction, you could be like, oh, hell yeah, here comes October. Mm. I can always get a... And you can also get away with chasing people around with chainsaws all the time, too.
Yeah.
Because, hey, oh, it's just some Halloween guy that's having fun.
Oh, he's getting really close. That thing looks real... Hey!
But really fun part about going on that haunted hayride. So some people were dressed like as clowns, which are scary.
Sure.
And some people were zombies, which was scary. But they would just come up and bang on the cage. And there was this little kid that was there. And he was just like openly mocking like these zombies. Like, you can't get me. You know what I mean?
Oh, like he wasn't enjoying the... He wasn't scared?
He was at first. He was like, ah. But you have to turn around and kind of go back. And he's like, and sticking his tongue out at them and everything. So... One of the guys, dressed as a zombie, one of the characters, was like, I'm going to get this kid. And so he did this brave thing where he ran up, jumped on top of the cage, and was like reaching down, like, just like strolling and spitting. Total commitment, total pro.
Taking it all
just,
to the end.
Yeah, reaching out for him. And the little kid was like, and screamed and got everything. He knew his job was done. He jumps off the cage, like all victorious. But when he jumps... And he falls wrong on his ankle, and he breaks character for a second, and he goes, oh, shit! And you could hear him go, The other characters, the other zombies that were with him, that were not brave enough,
scaricatures. No, okay.
They zombie over to him, and you can see them, because he's on the ground writhing in pain now. He's trying to stay in character,
clearly
being like,
brains,
but ow, my ankle.
There's something down here on the ground.
And we're just riding away from him, and I'm like laughing at this point, because I'm like, oh man, you ever hear a zombie go, oh shit, as they jump? I've never heard a zombie go, ah, my leg. All the other zombies stayed in character, and they zombie walked over to him and then like leaned over, and you could tell they were being like, are you okay? But they played it off totally like they were eating him.
Hey buddy, you're right over there.
Okay.
And now, random thoughts.
BBQ is short for barbecue. Barbecue is short for barbacora. Barbacora is long for grillin'.
Where's my car? No, this is where I parked. Where's my car?
The five stages of grief when one loses their car. The first stage of grief over losing your car is denial.
Where's my car? I could have sworn I parked it right here. This is four B. No, this is where I parked. My car should be here somewhere. Where's my car?
The second stage of grief over losing your car is anger.
Where the fuck is my car? I could have sworn I parked. It was right here. Come on. I'm beeping the thing. I don't hear it anywhere. Where is it? Where could you be, you stupid car? Cars don't just go up and disappear out of nowhere. Cars are right here where you leave them when you park there. Come on. Where's my car? My car was right here. I could have sworn I left it right here. This is such bullshit.
The third stage of grief over losing your car is depression.
It's so hot. I miss my car. It had a nice air condition. I want to go home. I don't want to be in this parking lot anymore. I just want my car. Where is the car? Where's the car? Where's the car? Where's the car?
The fourth stage of grief over losing your car is bargaining.
God, it's me. If you're there, could you help me find my car, please? I'll drive my car to church if you just help me find it. Can't drive a car to church if I don't have a car. No, I won't. Please, though, come on, somebody. I just... Oh. Has anyone seen my car? Hey, have you guys seen my car? It's a silver Honda. I'll give you, like, $5 if you've seen one. No?
The fifth stage of grief over losing your car is acceptance.
Oh, that's right. I don't have a car. I took the bus here. Well, I should, walk to the bus stop. Oops.
This has been the five stages of grief when one loses their car.
And now, thoughts from the bush.
Hey guys, check it out. I programmed a robot to love. But not only that, but I programmed the robot to love Jesus.
You can buy human breast milk?
Sure, you can get it online.
What? Like, well, I mean, like, that's, like, from someone, like, pumping it and giving it to you, but I mean, like, you can't get it, like, on store shelves. You can't get a gallon of it.
Well, are you seeing, like, a bunch of pregnant ladies sitting around a factory just being pumped up like cows?
You can get cows. That's what I'm saying. You can get cow's milk. You can get cow milk. What's up with that? But you can't get, like, regular breast milk? And I actually had someone say, I was like, well, maybe, you know, if I ever have kids and your wife's there, maybe if you run out of milk, you could use some of that breast milk. And she's like, that's disgusting. You can't do that. And I'm like, I don't understand. Why not?
Like, well, I mean, first off,
completely normal,
it did come
of.
From a human being. I get that. Yeah. Like, and it's a little weird in those regards. And it's for the baby. I get that too. Uh-huh. But it should be just fine. It should be okay.
Yeah.
I don't see why not.
Yeah. It should be okay.
I mean, I'm not saying it's the equivalent of milk, but it, sure.
It's like regular. I'm just saying, because cows have milk and people drink the cow milk and that's okay.
It's not really.
Well, yeah, like, but if there's a taboo about it, nobody does it. It's fine. No one drinks it. People drink it.
People shouldn't drink it,
and
but
then
whatever.
Almonds, they have all these almond factories where they milk the almonds.
Yeah, they've been milking them almonds hardcore. Uh-huh.
And they have that now.
Those poor abused almonds.
Mm-hmm.
This is a machine, when it hooks onto the almond, it actually hurts the almond. A lot of people don't realize it scars the almond. It's bad.
Yeah, you laugh, but I feel like vegetables can feel pain on another level.
Yeah, they don't hook a machine up to almonds. They crush. They hurt the almonds.
They
emulsify
the
almonds.
They destroy them.
Oh yeah, they absolutely
they kill
destroy
them.
And then they use them basically.
Their souls.
They become kind of like coffee, and they run a lot of water through them, and that's how you make almond milk.
What if you're a vegetarian and then you die, and then when you're like in the afterlife, you have to like walk through the afterlife, but realize that like every plant has a soul, and just hear them screaming all the time.
That would suck.
That would be like a horrible like hell for them to live in.
That
and then like and then like they found out like animals have no souls, but like every vegetable does. That'd be crazy.
So that like as you're eating it, the like, oh, carrots, I like carrots.
And they're like, ah! but all the ones are crying in the bowl, like, don't take Jimmy.
And you're just like, oh, because you can't
and
hear
like,
any of
that.
And
they're like, that's my baby.
But you can't hear any of that. She's like, carrots. Oh, no.
Yeah.
But really, the whole experience is playing out like, no! Half of me.
And then you sneeze and like all the chunks go out and it's like, oh, the
guts. Oh, the humanity.
You take another one, you grind it up to make juice and just all the
Please
blood comes
out.
Oh, this hurt hurt so bad. It's the worst pain I've ever experienced.
Can you imagine?
Someone just kill me.
If you were the only person that could hear the outpour, the cry of agitation.
And you just would just be this person who would just speak out so, like, again, like, you guys don't understand. Eat animals. Oh, my God. Please, just eat animals.
So you'd, like be against, like, vegans,
yeah,
like,
yeah, like, and the thing is that you would get so weirdly emotional about it, they'd be like, okay.
No, you don't understand. Okay. They're super smart. Yeah. They can speak. They have thoughts and feelings and families and emotions.
Like, the people at PETA don't even, like, shed tears over it. They're just like, oh, we're outraged. But, like, this guy's like, no, God.
Please,
I pulled the carrot from the ground. He just wanted his children. They're like, oh my God.
You don't understand. You can't hear him. I can.
They ripped the eyes off of it.
They would
ripped the eyes off the potato.
They would tell you that you're crazy and they would lock you up someplace.
I think so. Yeah. I think so.
I'd like to see the vegans try to argue that. They're like, oh no.
What are we supposed to do?
Microbes.
Oh man, what's like the grossest thing you've ever seen? Like one of those grocery stores. You ever have any? Like
wait,
they ever sell anything?
Stores?
One of those stores. You said like little boutique places where you can buy human milk.
There's a Korean grocery store over in Koreatown. They got some pretty gnarly shit up in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can walk through and there's just like barrels of live animals.
Barrels of just like live, like you can just
yes.
you just reach
seafood.
In there and
like,
just
yeah.
mostly seafood,
like squid and shit, like octopus.
Can you just get a bag
shit?
Of it, just like
yes.
bag of squid,
it's, like it, like at a deli. Or
got a bag of squid today.
You can grab a bag. You can take a live squid, shove it in the bag, twist the bag, and put that in your cart and continue shopping. The squid will be moving around like now I'm in a bag.
Wow,
yeah.
That sounds like a load of fun.
Now, oh, I suppose.
Just like squid for a day.
And they've also got like,
and then you just like hang out with a squid all day. We have to do this.
There's this weird area. That's actually a pretty good idea.
Yeah, and we just like take it'll be
then
like
then
we'll
Flat set him
Stanley.
Free at the end of
Does
the.
Does anyone know what the fuck Flat Stanley is?
No.
You know what Flat Stanley
no.
is? They have the flat kid that they pass around and you give it to somebody and you mail it to your aunt in Alaska and she takes a bunch of pictures with him in the Alaska wilderness and sends them back and all
I've
the
heard
kids
about
go yeah and they learn all about that. So like the squid is like one of those things where like you're just gonna travel around all of Los Angeles and take like pictures of us and postcards with, like you and the squid to be a fucking weirdo
right.
just for the reason of doing that. I would love to do that. That's gonna
the
be my Christmas
day
card.
Squid.
Me and the squid wearing Santa hats on the Santa Monica Pier. That'd be fantastic.
A good time will be had by
yeah.
all. All
yeah.
right then.
Can you, if you bought the squid, let's say you buy the squid and you go home and you have like a saltwater tank in your house and you put the squid in there, would it be able to live in there?
I don't see why not. I don't know. I don't know
what it takes
to keep a
human being that has a saltwater tank with a squid in it.
I don't know.
Because most time people buy clownfish and tangs, but this is like a squid in this fucking tank.
I don't know what it takes to keep a squid in a tank.
Squids can grow really big too.
Yes, they can.
So you can
just keep, super smart.
You just keep getting bigger and bigger tanks. And then, like, one
eventually,
day...
eventually, it eats you.
One day, like... Well, that's what I'm saying. Like
you
should
have ate it right off from the get. You had a chance.
Someone comes to your house, and they find out that you have a 7-foot giant squid, like, living
you're
in
you pretty
a
much have
tank.
A small pool.
Yeah.
For as a tank.
It's like here's... Like, they find out, like, your house is, like, 90% tank.
Okay.
And the other 10% is, like, your bathroom and a bed, and you're just, like, sleeping, like, next to this giant squid that, like, you wrote... You, like, you saved. That'd be fantastic. That'd be so fucking cool, though.
Hell yeah. Fuck
that'd
yeah, man.
That'd be so cool. That and lobsters.
What about lobsters?
Well, you can save those lobsters from the tank. You're supposed to take them home and eat them, but you could, like, have it there. Like, and what...
Oh, right.
Someone's
just keep
and
it...
people gonna, like, argue with you and be like, you can't keep them there. And it's like, I saved him from fucking dying, and he has a good life now. I take him in the bathtub with me, you know?
That's a little dark.
Well,
like,
you
just kind of swims
bathtub.
Around. Yeah, but he'll
yeah.
be irritated by the soaps in the water and
no,
stuff like
no,
that.
No. You don't... You well, I guess.
Yeah, I think I'm making
I
a pretty good
you
argument
do.
Here.
You could wash. You could wash your body with the lobster.
No, you cannot... The lobster is not a loofah. Yeah,
I think
you'd
could.
Be surprised at
I'm
how
making
it
a pretty good I that's what I'm saying. I think I'm making a pretty good point here.
I think
lobsters back in the day before but when they were cavemen, I'm pretty sure if I all right, listen, you're on an island, you're on a desert island, and you need to scrub your body. You got some dead skin that's just peeling. All right, what would you use? Would you not use a lobster?
I
would
see
find
where you're
a lobster.
I'd
scrub my body, naked body. I scrub my scrotum with a lobster. All right,
here's what I'd like you to do. Here's what I'd like you to do. By the next episode, I want from here till then, I want you to obtain a lobster, take a shower, wash your body with this lobster, And then you're going to come back in the next episode and you're going to tell us how this experience was. And I'm predicting that you're going to go, not so good.
What, you think the lobster's going to want to fight me on it? You think he's going to be all pissed off?
You have to take the rubber bands off the lobster's claws.
No. Why not?
Because cavemen didn't have rubber bands.
I guess you're right. I guess I got to try and do that.
I was making a good point.
I guess so. I assume those lobsters like those on there because they're kind of into bondage.
They're into it. There's one lobster with a mask.
There's one lobster with a mask. He's like, oh God, hit me.
Just tie down my six legs and just smack me.
It just seems like something like if I was like one of those, if I was a person that worked at like the seafood part of a grocery store. Okay. And I knew that. I think I would do this. I think I'd be like, well, this is Alice the lobster, and she's really into it. And just pull one lobster out and smack it relentlessly, then put it back in the tank.
And no, people no, would be no. Like, she's hot, man. She's so into
she's
it.
She's into it.
She loves it.
I don't know if you saw that, but
she's
she just
a sadomasochist. She's...
People would be like, what? Like, I've never seen a lobster come before. And well, like, now she you just have. Did. Now you have. That's what they look like. She didn't look like she did anything. That's what it's
Wait,
like.
Are all lobsters into this? Or is it just her?
Well, I mean, so, well, like some
if
of
it
them.
It is just her.
Just
how
her.
Did you figure this
I
out?
I don't know. You were stirring it around one time, and she kept getting in the way, and you smacked her with the thing to get her out of the way, and she just kept coming back for more, backing that tail up into it. Just you take
so
Alice the lobster.
You're kind of masturbating a lobster now.
I mean, you're disciplining the lobster.
Oh, you're disciplining,
disciplining
the lobster.
Disciplining the lobster.
Is that your job?
Yeah.
I thought you just picked the lobsters out.
I picked the lobsters out. And, well, like, I don't know. Like, you might find an attachment. Like, if I had an attachment to a lobster, never get attached to him. I think that'd be the problem because you have to sell him to someone you hate.
Have you ever gone to the store, mm-hmm. picked a lobster out of the tank, taken him home,
yep.
got a big pot of water boiling, and then put the lobster into the pot of
I've never water. Done this. I've never done You've this. Never My done mom this? Did this because I wanted a pet lobster. And then she was like, yeah, we can get one of those. And I was like, cool. And I have pictures in like my baby album of me and my sister both petting this lobster while it was sitting on the ground. And her being like,
unbeknownst
okay.
to you.
Unbeknown
to
us.
To
like,
dinner.
All yeah. right, bring him over here. And we're like, here you go. She was like, I want to see him for a second. And she just took him and went, and just...
Yeah, there's yeah. a high pitch like squeak. Oh,
yeah,
poor
yeah.
guy.
And you're yeah. like, what? And then you cry. And then when your mom serves it to you and you can't eat it, you're just staring at it crying. That's what happened. You've ever let one go?
If you, I don't know. There might
That's
have been
what I'm saying. You should
away.
Grab one. You should look them right in the face and be like, you remember me forever. And then you drop kick them into the ocean.
You tell everyone you know about
you don't
me.
Just, you don't just gently let him go. Ocean. You chuck him upside down so that when he hits the water, it fucking hurts.
He's like laying there and he's dying. Yeah, he's like, who did this to you?
He limps
Sean Random. He's a whore on the surface.
You go and you see this lobster and it has like, how many legs do they have? Like six. Yeah, so it only has five.
You realize lobsters are... technically big bugs.
Yeah. They're the like, bugs of the ocean. They're ocean cockroaches.
They're oceans. Yeah, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Cockroaches is appropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ocean cockroach.
Delicious cockroach.
Delicious.
Actually,
ocean
they really don't have much taste on their own. It's the butter and the salt. Butter and salt.
Butter and salt is so good.
Mo butter, mo better.
Can I have the butter and salt mixed with the ocean cockroach? Thank you very much, please. I'll take that.
Not a whole lot of ocean cockroach. I'll dip it mostly into the butter
I'll
and
mostly,
salt.
Mostly, like,
it's more of a medium to get the butter and salt into my body.
Let's go 85% butter and salt, 15% ocean cockroach. We'll take that. Thank you very much. Sir, ocean cockroach is available. What the fuck is an ocean cockroach and why does it cost $27?
Fuck that.
I'm not buying that. I'll get the salmon. Thank you very much.
What do you mean I'm going to want to get champagne with my ocean cockroach? Yeah.
You're listening to The Random Bush Show. I'm Sean Random, co-host of The Random Bush Show with Andrew Bushwitz, and I'm so happy that you stopped by to listen to our show. Thank you so very much. More to come. Keep an eye out. Go ahead and hit that RSS subscribe button. We've got a lot more content coming at you. I hope you enjoy the show. Please tune in for more. Have a great day, everyone.